Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
820 Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Who will make the biggest impact soonest? Will it be Mike Hall Jr.? Will it be Zach Zinter? Could it be Nathaniel Watson? Linebacker, Mississippi State. I know, but I don't know if they all know.
The way they were talking about special teams and what role he could fit on special teams, It almost seems like he would have the chance to get the most reps.
I was surprised yesterday. Speaking of the Browns, we'll get to this a little bit with Mary Kay. Also, Andrew Berg going to join us in studio 9 o'clock. The rendering leaked out there yesterday. Lima, you had it. And the results were a little... Now, it was one still shot of the outside. But the results were mixed. The reactions were mixed. Why do you think that was?
You can't get two people to agree on the way anything looks. In life, anything.
A lot of people said it looked like a library.
Yeah, I saw that. A lot of people bitching about suburbia and mixed-use entertainment centers.
Tell me more.
Shopping.
Tell me less, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's just people have their ideas about this stuff. And the first thing I think everybody's going to bitch about until they know what the plan is who's going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to complain, especially if you are civically minded and you don't think sports really has that much of a place in society, especially when it comes to funding for certain facilities, like, yeah, you're gonna rip anything no matter what.
I have to tell you here, though, what I am a little bit nervous about, there is a Twitter account out there, and it's not that big, but it's College Football Campus Tour, right? And it's all about college football stadiums and the such. And I didn't even realize it, and I kind of want to make sure this is taken care of before it's too late, because all it says is, hope you like Allegiant Stadium. The NFL have 32 of them by the year of 2035. And I look, the Bears, the rendering of the Bears' new stadium looks a little bit like that. The Chiefs, the rendering of there, where in Kansas City, Kansas, maybe not Kansas City, Missouri, looks a little bit more like that, looks a little bit more unique. We know that the Titans, they got their own situation coming around. Like, there is something that, I think that there's a little bit more green space there with where the Titans are at, with, like, it almost looks like it's going to be like a park almost. But like the Raiders Stadium, and I'm going, I don't want to go back to the 70s. Like, I know it's like, you remember 70s cookie cutter,
yeah.
One big circle. We can make a baseball. We can make a football. We can do a lot of things with it.
All the parking.
Yeah, all the
right
parking
there.
That's there. I mean, the places were so big. The surface was so big. They parked cars in the outfield and stuff like that. Like, that's how big the stadiums were. I don't want to do that. I do not want to have them all going back to that. That, to me, like, I look at those stadiums and go, I can't tell. If I didn't do this, I couldn't tell between Riverfront or Three Rivers or Busch Stadium or any of those. Like, I couldn't do it.
Well, I think there are some people that are just...
The vet?
They're just irritated that it sounds like it's all about money for ownership.
It's a professional sports league, yeah.
But to that, I would say, okay, it's either the billionaires in the Haslams who are going to make all the money and do it their way, or it's going to be the multi-millionaires that have been doing it. And what have they been responsible in terms of transforming downtown? Like, to this, I have to say, at least the Haslams have put a lot of money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
When it comes to doing things. And yeah, they're not just they're not just doing it for the sake of the community. Yeah, they're trying to make money. They are owners. This is what ownership groups do. It used to be that you'd own these sports teams to be in the club and then to also just have a fun hobby. Not anymore.
No, like now
they can make money and they're using it to do whatever they can to make money. So they're not making money on parking right now. Of course, yeah. If they're gonna split the bill or foot most of the bill for a dome, well, yeah, why would you have a problem with them making the money on the parking?
We also see that how that business is changing. Well, Josh Harris, David Blitzer, they own multiple sports teams. The Haslams, they own a couple of sports teams, and obviously they have their iron in the fire up there with the Milwaukee Bucks. So the portfolios of sports teams are growing, and that's becoming more of the business. Like, when it comes to the new stadium, hey, I think a lot of people have changed their mind, and I want to kind of wonder why here over the last couple of years. I've changed my mind for certain reasons, but I also want something. If they're going to do it, I do want it to be unique. I don't just want Allegiant Field or Allegiant Stadium in Cleveland or in Brook Park. I don't want that. So I kind of would like something to be more unique. Like, there's always going to be ideas that you take in architecture. Now, I don't know much about it. I'm basically George Costanza, but I'm imagining, like anything, you're always going to borrow some sort of a thought with anything creative. So yeah, would there be a mix of US Bank Stadium in there? Probably. Would there be some features of Allegiant Stadium? Okay, fine. Like, I get that, but I do want something that you don't need to shape it like a guitar or do any of the jokes that people are doing, but I would like to have a little bit of uniqueness to it.
Yeah, and it's going to have, you know, whatever flavor of, you know, the architecture firm that was working on this. And you're never going to get any kind of consensus on this stuff. Eventually, you got to pick an architect and you've got to get a few options and go with it. And this is, by the way, the Browns have not confirmed this is even the rendering.
Yeah.
Do I believe it's official rendering? Yes. But it's not been confirmed. The Browns have not confirmed that at all. And I don't think they will until they get a chance to dig deeper on this. So it might be a totally different rendering when all is said and done anyway. I'm sure there's some different ones too.
Yeah.
So that's normally how this thing works. Is it ever 100% what the rendering is? One other conversation that I know people are going to want to have on this. You seen the price tag go up now? According to these reports, Daryl's been all over this on the website, the price tag for renovating the existing. So if you're out on the Dome, if you are out on Brook Park and you're like, we have a perfectly fine stadium on the lakefront right now, it's fine. I mean, over $1 billion to renovate that. I was told by somebody who would be in the know over the weekend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
That there are every year, there's like millions of dollars of just painting that goes on every year. $20 million each and every year in just capital repairs and upkeep. Like, we know for a fact, one thing we do know is that anything on the lakefront ages five times as fast as something that is not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, they're not going to spend $1 billion to renovate that facility and then have the wear and tear where we're going through this again in 10 years. They're just not going to do that. On no planet would that ever make sense.
That was my whole thing. And I also thought, you know, prices of tickets are not going to go down.
No,
it's just not
no.
the base ticket prices are not going to go down. So I looked at it more. Part of the reason I changed my mind was, honestly, I know that this is an expensive venture. It's not the way it was in the 1960s, where it was just bring anybody in the way they any way you possibly could, and it's a low ticket price, and then maybe you sell some concessions and that's it. But you really just want people to see it. Like, yeah, it's a giant sales pitch at all these stadiums, college, pro, doesn't matter. And I would like, if we're going to do it, I want it to be done right. I want it to be done where it's long-lasting. We don't have to do it again for another 25, 30 years. And then also with it, I want people to get what they're paying for. And if you're going to spend that much money, I mean, if we're talking with B figures here, well, it's like, well, if you're putting B figures out there, then yeah, you might as well be comfortable when you're sitting in the place and not being cold.
Now, I will say, depending on that PSL stuff, if it's anything like Buffalo, there will be a revolt. There might even be a boycott. Like, I'm being dead honest. It's the one thing I think could cause a type of boycott in this town, which is, oh, now all of a sudden I've got to come up with another 20 grand depending on how good my seats are.
Yeah.
Like, no way. There will be a revolt.
I believe you're right about that. Why do you think people change their minds so much? Because if we asked this 10 years ago, I think the overwhelming majority would have been open air, downtown, that's it. It seems like it's completely flipped. Open air? Open air?
I've got maybe, you know, hey, retractable roof would have been interesting. But I've gone soft. I mean, certainly I've gone soft. Also, I've been other places. If anybody has been to Lucas Oil, who was in Houston? A bunch of Browns fans were in Houston. They came back and said, come on, this is the way you got to do things. If anybody's been to Minnesota, I just think it's that. We've had more years, plus who's had worse football weather outside of Buffalo than Cleveland over the last 5 years.
It's not just the snow,
more than
5 years,
7 years. Going back to that Carson Wentz coming into Cleveland year. Remember when they had three straight games, Derek Carr came into Cleveland, terrible weather. I just remember the quarterbacks.
You can't forget that stretch.
That because was three straight weeks. They went a month without having good weather.
No, because you remember in between it, you had a bye week, and the bye week was perfect.
Right.
The bye week
right.
was 70 and sunny, 75 and sunny. And then every other week was terrible, including the Raiders right before the bye week. It might have been like snowing on my drive home because I was at Tony's house that day, and it was snowing on our drive home. So I remember that specifically. By the way, you brought up the maintenance of it and everything. Like stadiums in general, one of the big things that they said, like U.S. Bank Stadium, one of the big things that they said, we paid it off 23 years early. We've already paid this stadium off. It's already done. The low interest loan, the whole deal. Yeah. But then you also remember that the story broke almost at this time last year, actually 13 months ago, that they were requiring $280 million in maintenance to keep it in top condition over the next decade. So it's $280 million spread over the next decade, which means $48 million in the next year to keep it state-of-the-art. Because when you have a big, lavish facility, obviously there's a lot more expensive things that need changed other than, yeah, we need to paint the railings and we need to replace some seats here and there and those type of things. There's obviously LEDs and all the other things that come with it.
It's expensive business all the way around. How creatively they fund it is going to be huge. Like I said, if there are PSLs, I think the team needs to be out in front of that and explain their case if they're going to go the same way Buffalo did, because that is not going well in Buffalo. People are mortified.
Yeah.
People are talking about never going to that stadium, never rooting for the Bills again.
Well, even if you're sitting,
I don't know if I believe them, but it is what they're saying right now.
If you're sitting in a lower bowl or 200 section level seat and you're talking about $15,000 PSLs here, I don't know who's got that type of thing, and they're just banking on it. Well, if you don't, somebody else will. Like for the Buffalo Bills? Somebody else will for the Buffalo Bills? Now, I'm not trying to generalize an entire region and say, well, not all, like there's definitely well-to-do people in greater Buffalo, New York.
We have a lot in common with Buffalo. We do.
That's kind of what my point is. I'm going, can you just assume that those people are just going to replace those? Because I know that stadiums have gotten, especially in baseball, stadiums have gotten smaller. The amenities have changed. But in football, it's like you still want to bring in fans and be able to sell them a product. And I don't know if the PSLs are really going to work there. And if you, boy, if you bring PSLs, it's going to be some ugly days.
To be fair to the Browns, they have not, you know, divulged. They're going to have to at some point. How is this going to get paid for? I'm actually hearing some things that would be very positive. Now, that's from the Browns side of things. So we'll see. The devil's always going to be the details on this.
Sources.
But I have heard that this might be a lot more palatable to the taxpayers than people believe. But we'll see.
Until, I certainly hope so.
Until we get the plan, we are just speculating.
Now, you know I love Axel, right?
Sometimes, yeah. I've heard you yell.
Doesn't mean I don't love him.
You do call him names to me.
That one day, I didn't think he could do that. But
all right, let me try this again.
Yeah.
You know I love Axel.
Yes, you do.
Do you think that I would derail an entire sports program for him?
Ooh.
I don't know if you're a good father if you don't derail one.
8:45. Mary Kay joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.